Praise the Lord. Give him all the glory. We want to thank the Lord for this great opportunity. Brother Moses spoke to me before I came down. And I would have gone back home long ago, but for this, your convention. So, I don't know why I have to wait all this time to see your beautiful convention. So, I want to wait and see. But for your convention, I would have gone home long ago. So, I don't know what the Lord has for you and me. So, I'm also excited to be there. And I thank God that we can have a foretaste of it. I have nothing much to share today. But as I was praying, yes, an old scripture came on my heart. The Bible says what? Please sit down. Righteousness what? Exalts a nation. But sin is what? A reproach. To whom? Any people. Any people. Particularly those who profess that they are what? The children of God. There's no pretense of ignorance. No human being can say he doesn't know God and he's not obliged or he has no obligation to obey God. No human being. There are natural laws. And if you offend natural laws, there's a just recompense. The Lord has created man in such a way that if you want to drink water, you put the water where? In your mouth. And it travels a particular journey. A course that is written down in your nature. And when you put the water there, it travels that journey without further instruction. It's written into your body. And the water has been made in such a way that it can travel the journey as long as you put it in the right direction. So you try to put the water here. Put the water where? Not in your what? Mouth, but where? In your nose. And see the consequences. So there is judgment in nature. The word of God, nature is also the word of God. The natural laws are written in nature by God. He spoke them into existence. And any violation of the natural law has consequences. Righteousness what? Exalts a nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. And I want to suggest to you today that there is no escape to judgment. You cannot tell me that God is love, therefore he cannot judge me. You are making a very serious, I won't say sad mistake, serious mistake. I'm being compelled to come a bit closer. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, don't you ever have the notion that because you are a Christian, there's no judgment for you. The natural laws demand obedience, and there is judgment written into them. How much more the laws of God? The one spoken and written into nature is also God's law. How about the one that he gives you and directs you how you should go? Let me suggest to you, this blessed day, there's no escape. The Bible says in Hebrew 2, it says what? Shall we what? Escape. So what? Such a great what? Salvation. And the Bible tells us therefore that righteousness what? Exalts a nation. Now, the nation need not say that it honors God. The fact is that there is God. Thank you, baby. The fact is that what? There is God. Whether you acknowledge him or not, he's there. And he will remain there. And he's a King of kings and Lord of lords and the King of glory. And the ultimate judgment is his. And so he doesn't care. Oh, hallelujah. Mama, he doesn't care whether you decide not to obey him. You do it to your own peril. He will wait and see you. And you do all that you can. At the end of the day, you realize that you are but a mortal being, a creature, and you have nothing. I'm talking about you. You cannot escape. Similarly, you cannot escape also what? The grace of it. The refusal to honor Christ and to honor him as God is not Christ's problem. It's your problem. Thank you, baby. And therefore, if England says, or Abruchi says, Europeans say there is no God, and they will not honor him, it is not God's problem. It is Abruchi's problem. And there will be judgment.
That's right.
You cannot escape. God does not judge the way you think. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I say God. God doesn't work the way according to man's word, understanding and thinking. So tell Tony Blair that he must make sure whether what is happening is not judgment of God. That's what I'm saying. So Christians also must pray with understanding.
That's right.
I'm sorry I'm saying that. Righteousness what? Exalts a nation. But what? Sin is a reproach to any people. Even Christians. Even popes. Even Brother Enoch. Praise the Lord. When I was coming, the Lord just put this basic scripture to me. And it's only in Psalm 1. I thought I was going to read it. But I like somebody read just one verse by verse. Let somebody take it. There's not much, but just let's have a childish discourse this morning.
Psalm 1.
Yes.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Yes.
Nor standeth
now,
in...
That's what. Then read the last one, the last verse.
For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Amen. Period. Blessed is what?
The one
that what?
That walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
And what?
Nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord.
Let's leave that. Sitteth in the way, but among whom?
In the seat of the scornful.
This nation, what are they doing? Are they not insulting God? Are they not making a fun of God? The laws and the behavior are patterns of behavior in this place. Is it not in outright rejection of the injunctions of God? I'm asking a simple question. The next verse is a what? But he does what?
But his delight
in the law.
It's in the law of the Lord.
If the whole nation is practicing mockery of God, if the whole people are making a fun of God, and they have had the privilege of the law of God and are refusing to honor that God, what do you want God to do? God doesn't have to say, I'm punishing you. I said, judgment is written where? In nature. And if it comes out to you as a law, commandment, direct unto you by God, what do you expect? If you disobey, there is punishment. Consider your ways, says the scripture. Consider what? Your ways, says the Lord. I was not coming to talk about Britain, but the thing is coming. But it is for you also. Charity begins where? At home. And if you can point a finger somewhere, mind your own business first. Brethren, you know, one basic condition of human beings, wherever they are, whoever they are, is that they should recognize what? God. And know that what? There is God. So if the Bible says righteousness exalts a nation, the fundamental requirement of that righteousness is that what? The people must acknowledge that what? There is God. Period. If you refuse to recognize God and acknowledge Him, you are already in sin. You are already rejected. And there's no hope for you. It shall surely what? The ungodly shall surely what? Perish. Period. Now, if the Lord doesn't come by thunder and lightning and earthquake and so on, the point of death is already settled. So it is written into nature. The soul does what? Sins shall die. And you can't bribe it. Your way out. Come. Mean you animal. What to mean you are new? There's no escape. There's no escape. It is written. The soul that sins what? Shall die. Therefore, the nation that what? Sins what? Shall surely perish. Period. The problem is if the movement of the Spirit of God or God's anger turns and you begin to have problems, then you begin to blame other people. You think Muslims are doing it. You have caused it. It's not a Muslim palabra. It's a your palabra. It is not a Muslim palabra. It's your palabra. Are you getting me? My suggestion this morning is that as long as the law of God has stated that it must be so, whoever refuses to honor it shall surely suffer the judgment of God. Because it is written, it's there. Period. So, beloved in Jesus Christ, don't blame Muslims. Blame yourself. It is only when you open your gates that the snakes can come in. And if there are no proper hedges, and there are what? Scripture, if the hedge, then the viper can pass through what? The hedge. I'm suggesting to this day, let's consider what? Our ways. We Christians are used to everything abosam, abosam. One of the things I've seen, a pastor, in the charismatic church, it has become, as soon as they meet, and we bind Satan, and we bind him, and we bind. He's giving Satan more glory. I know we bind him, praise the Lord. But it become a formula. Are you following what I'm saying? The thing is not that the Spirit is leading him to take authority, but it's just a formula. And I sit down and watch. All become formula. Then everybody who counts that, it starts by that way. And we bind him, that is binding. Do you bind normally? Well, it gives you a power what, to bind and what? And to lose. But we act with what? Knowledge.
That's right.
Not formula. You ritualize the thing. And it becomes your what? System. Then you are controlling it. The Holy Spirit is not leading you that way, but you are just doing it. It's empty words. Words without what? Power. Because it has no meaning. Mind what? Your ways. Consider them. Please continue the verse for us.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted.
Let's get that. He meditates upon the law. What? Day and night. I know you are not like that. I know that every day you read your Bible and you have time to meditate. I know you do that. I know that when you are driving, when I was coming, the gentleman was having some nice music. I hope that it's not the sound that he's enjoying, but it's also traveling beyond the sound to communicate with the Lord. You can create an environment of a good sound. So can you do something else? I like good sound when I'm reading, studying. But the sound is only covering other noises so that my concentration can be what? Right. And I can travel on a different journey. So the sound, you can be playing the good sound, but your mind may be somewhere else. Meditate upon what? The word of God. I don't know why I'm traveling this journey. I'm traveling a journey. I don't know. Now, a journey is opening before my eyes. Righteousness, what? Exalts a nation. And how do we attain this righteousness? We don't join the scornful and what? And the mockers and what? And the sinners. And if you live in this country where they are scornful, making a mockery of God, and the lifestyle, the thinking, yesterday we were discussing political what? Correctness. And if a pastor, you have to make sure that you are right, because now political correctness demands that you pay attention to what the environment of, I call it the environment of hostility. And if there's hostility in the environment, and if the demons are popping their mouth, they want to swallow you up, you have to avoid them. And you tell them, God said I should be wise. But maybe the devils also want to hear the word of salvation. And that's why you are appointed to preach to them. And you, because of what? Fear of the reaction of the lion. You instead of what? Speaking, using the authority to what? To stop his mouth. You back out and say, it is better to save my soul than be foolish and give it to the lion to devour. But the lion that is there, you have a greater, and you are a greater lion than that one. But if you are thinking of your safety, Jesus said, well, those who are considered about their safety, they will lose it. They will lose it. Praise the Lord. When I say lose it, it doesn't mean that you will die. Are you following me? Christians, this is for pastors and you. It doesn't mean that what? You will die. You are protecting yourself, so you will not talk about whom? God. When you ought to, because you are afraid. But you know what? You are losing your salt. And your light is dimming. And your enthusiasm and zeal for the Lord is what? Yes. So you are in a declining mood. Very soon, you will join them. Because you stop getting excited about Christ. Because you don't want to offend. But it is only in the repetition, it is only in the proclamation that you get greater zeal to do it. And so you stop doing it, gradually there's a, I won't say decline, but what is it? For some of us, it will be a steep Yesterday, the other day, I went and bought a shoe. And these new shoes that have come, you know, pointed like this. They call it what? Alibaba. And my children came to see me yesterday. And they saw the shoe. And my daughter was like, "Daddy, what has come of you?" I bought a suit. And he said, "You buy this suit?" I said, "Oh, I saw Benny Hinn, you know, in that kind of thing. So for the first time, let me see how somebody else dresses." Then he said, she said, "Abba, is he your fan?" I said, "I have no fan but Jesus." You know, but it was a shock to my daughter, John. They were asking, "Daddy, by the way," John was took the shoe and looked at, "but Daddy, when did you become this?" I was going to wear that shoe, but I said, "No, maybe I cause confusion." Praise the Lord. You know, you have a pattern of life. I'm talking about what? Righteous what? Righteousness. That's what I'm talking about. So when you go away a bit, even the environment takes notice that there's a departure. And if you don't take this pointer Alibaba shoe, will make me one of a trendy old man. And the next time I come here, I have an earring. And when I have an earring, it's like, Aquaria Day. It's like, God have mercy on us. God have mercy on us. A little concession, philosophically speaking, is an abandonment of what? The thing. If you do a little compromise in your philosophy, you have a word. Abandon it altogether. That's what it means. So the fear of rejection. Amen. The fear of rejection can make you denounce your Lord. And yesterday I was thinking, I was praying for somebody. And what came was, even the unspoken thought is clear before the Lord. The thought. And so Jesus told them that it is not by word. Sleeping with the woman or the man, that makes you an adulterer. But the mere word, thinking of it. That's where Peter said, "Then who can be saved?" Because he's speaking as what? A human being. So who can be saved? Then Jesus said, "Well, give it a try. With man, it is what? Difficult. But with God, what? All things are possible." When you recognize that, you are at fault. And you confess what? Your sin. Or you go to the Lord, "Help me to overcome." Then, by your faith, you shall what? Overcome. But the fear of rejection, the fear of the assault or violence. And that is what England has done, isn't it? The Muslims have come here. And they are making England or Europe shift gradually away from what? Righteousness. Away from the knowledge of God. Away from the law of God. And for political correctness. For economic what? Reasons, rationalization. They give in. And now they are afraid that people are taking. And Tony Blair is shouting that we cannot change our values. Which values? You have already considered and granted them. You've yielded out now because they want to take over the Arab and the camel, you know. You know the story. You keep on, you come on concern. Now they begin to take over. Your churches are being taken over by whom? The Muslims. They are not even mosques. They use them for some other purposes. And you don't feel ashamed. And today you say that they are. What values? There's no value left. If you ask Tony Blair, "What is the value you are talking about?" You have lost it. You are no more meditating about what? The word. Your governance and systems are no more being controlled by the knowledge of what? Of God. So you have lost them. And now you are asking God to help you. God is a merciful one. I was wondering, Brother Moses, whether it was the Lord who deliberately what? Made sure that the second round of these things do not what? So that it gives them a signal. But the statement has been made. You know, it is not that the thing explodes. They have made a statement. Yes. You can imagine, the people dying is not they have made a statement. A statement. You see, it's a statement, period. Whether, you know, if the whole thing explodes, yes. But God can say that, okay, maybe your prayer has stopped that. Because you are scared. Oh, God, your children will die. And people cannot go. So God has said it. But the statement has been made. There's no escape. And how about you? If you look at your own personal life, you begin to give concessions. And you begin to compromise in your faith and understanding of Scripture and the requirements of Scripture. And you begin to shift the goalpost, you begin to shift it because of present conditions, because of this, I cannot do this, and start shifting the goalpost. Have you been doing that since you came to the Lord? Since you got to London here? Is your zeal for the Lord the same, or you have shifted posts? Since you came here, the same zeal, understanding with which you were worshiping God in Ghana or whatever you were, in the beginning, have you shifted posts now? Oh, a new idea has come. You rationalize your idea. And God is a merciful, is within you. The Holy Spirit is grieved. You don't even know. This morning I was hearing, they were quoting this here. And the Holy Spirit what? Prays and makes intercession for us what? With groanings which cannot be uttered. According to what? The will of God. So when you are doing your shifting your goals and the Holy Spirit is groaning and shouting, you don't even, you think you are speaking in tongues. Yes, you are doing. But the Holy Spirit is complaining that my son is running away. Bring him back. That's why it's good to speak in tongues, you know. Because not even the sin that you are committed, you don't know that what? It is sin. Your thoughts that are unholy, you don't know. But the Holy Ghost will make what? Intercession for you. According to what? The will of the Father. That's why the Holy Spirit is so important. Because it's not everything we are aware of. And we don't understand everything. And the environment of hostility, you don't even know who is against you and who are against you. And I know that the people who are more against you can do greater harm to you are the people who are very close to you. But you are walking with them with trust. Only trust, oh. Sometimes the Lord will reveal to you, this is the man, that's what he does. When you are matured enough and you cannot react foolishly, then you will know the truth. But if you are not mature, he will never reveal to you. But you can go on. But God is able to protect you against your enemies. Praise the Lord. Yes, he's able. There might be a time that he will just allow them to do it. When he begins to allow them, he said, he will tell you that this is not of me, but you allow it. You see the end of the wicked. What is the end of the wicked? The ungodly shall surely what? Perish. My brother, please give us the next verse.
And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season.
Brethren, this doesn't need any explanation. But if you are able to stand, you recognize God, and you obey what? His commandments. And you fall within and meditate, you shall be like a what? A tree planted by where? The river. And you shall bear fruit what? In season and out of season. There's nothing that you cannot do as long as you are one with God. Because with God, all things are what? Possible. You see, a man or a woman with God, since these days, you have to qualify it because the women are challenging us. With apologies to Mrs. Moses. Because in the sex, in the church, the gender is not a problem. Because we are one. Amen. spiritually, there's no difference. We are both, we are male and female, one. When God created, he created them male and female, one. So the female is part of the male. Therefore, the separation, the physical manifestation of the male in a female form is only another version of the male. Therefore, we are one. And the women want to exert that one because they are one with us. Amen. Welcome to the Trump. I'm not talking about roles, function. The woman and the man in the house, they have roles to play. Those are roles. But spiritually, they are what? The same. One. All is one before whom? God. And if the two really agree, they can be truly what? One. It's only a role. And if a role is not played properly, then there's confusion in the house. Anyway, you shall be a tree what? Planted by the river. And what is the water that shall make you flourish? The word of God. Because as you read the scripture and you meditate upon it, your spirit is being fed and you are growing in the likeness of whom? Christ. You are growing in the stature and the fullness of what? Christ. You shall bear fruit in all seasons. Nothing shall shake you. A thousand shall fall where? On the right. And a thousand where? On the left. But nothing. Not that they will not come. They will try. As well, I know that they will try. Amen? Amen? But you shall stand. When you were singing the song, I was laughing. Mountains shall what? Fall. But I will stand. Is it true? Is it an empty confession? I believe it's true. The one who composed that song had a vision. The vision is that there are problems in the world. And as we move along this world, there are all kinds of mountains and hills and valleys. But will you stand? Will you stand? You sing and dance it. But is it true? Have you been able to stand and stand and having stood what? Standing. There are challenges in life. And the Bible says, put on the fullness of what? The armor of God. And then stand. Because there are mountains. And not mountains alone, but what? Hills and valleys. So you can slide at a point. You can get to a point that you are very low in spirit. It may even be that depression or something has taken. But will you bear fruit in that moment? When everything has failed, when all your brothers have rejected you, when your husband says, I don't love you anymore, will you stand? Or you say, I can't worship God again. God gave me the wife. And God, didn't you see that she will what? Run away. This man you gave me, he doesn't come home in time. When you were giving me this husband, didn't you see that I'll be facing such a thing? I won't go to church again. I find it difficult even to pray. Will you stand? Put on the helmet of what? Salvation. And the breastplate of what? Righteousness. And what else? Shield of what? Faith. And your foot what? Gospel of what? Peace. So your faith. All the darts, all the mountains. But we all fall. Is this not correct? I think it is true. But the Lord raises what? The righteous. So you bear fruit. Even when they have given up hope on you, that's when they will see the beauty of God. When they decide that they do everything against you and they think now we have sealed it, the guy or the, what? Women, how do you call them? I don't know your language. They call the boys guys and the girls are also what? Girls. G-A-what? Al-ass. Okay, girls. When they have agreed and signed everything, you know, sealed, signed and what? Delivered. No, signed, sealed, and delivered. and they give it to you. They know that we have finished him. Praise the Lord. That's why. That's what I like most. When they have finished it, then you raise your head. When they say you are dead, then you open your eyes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, when they finish it, there was dance on earth. Darkness had covered what? Jerusalem. All the people had a dance. We have finished the guy. Oh, man. Now we can have liberty. Satan, call the people around. We are going to control. That guy was troubling us too much. No, he's casting a demon, doing everything. What? Why? Now we can rule. They were so happy. The Bible says, if they had known. If they had what? Known. They would not have killed the King of what? Glory. So, hallelujah. One day, the guy just got up, man. And when he got up and he stood up like that, yes. And he put on the dirty clothes, all the sin of men that he had taken him into the grave. He put them down and he stood up. The earth gave way. Death couldn't hold him. The stones were not told by somebody remove, because all things consist in him and he has come. So a step was enough to tell the bones, your master cometh, give way. And he came out. I say that when they have put you, and they even put you in the box, and they nail it, or they are about to nail it, then you raise the lid of the coffin a bit, and you look at them. Then you know your true enemies at that moment. Praise the Lord. They will run away. They can't seal the coffin again. Then you can come out. But you know the beauty is it. Even at that moment, vengeance does not belong to you. You bear fruit. Even where? At that moment. You bear fruit. It is difficult for man. It's possible with God. You have the gospel of what? Peace. And that will be a moment of celebrating Christ and the joy of the Lord, which is what? Our strength. But you pass through it. Except you pass through it, you cannot reach the next grade. You have to pass that test. Then you go higher. It's part of it. Next verse, my brother.
His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
Amen. He lives and not what? Wither. You know, since he's getting nourishment from where? The water. And the Bible says, out of your mouth shall flow what? Rivers of living water. So you will not what? Your leaves will not what? Wither. My father is called Ancient of what? Days. So I'm still young. Praise the Lord. Do you know that I'm young? I'm 2 years old now. Yes. 2 years ago, I celebrated my 70th birthday. So I finished the first 70. And I've started a second 70. I'm 2 years young. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm only how many years old? 2 years. Amen. Then the Lord told me the other day, I will give you the brain and mind of a 10-year-old child. That's the bargain. He shall nourish you. You are standing by what? The river. And the water is coming. As you study the scripture and you have fellowship with God, and they that wait upon the Lord what, shall renew their strength. Continue. Continue. I want to encourage you to continue the study of the scripture. Continue to meditate. Continue to delight in the Lord and the things of God. Continue to devote your time. In spite of every circumstance. Amen? In spite of every every circumstance in Europe or wherever I broach it, consider your ways. And remember that the nourishment is in being close to the river. He shall feed you from inside. And everything you do shall what? Prosper. Not, you see, prosperity doesn't mean material possessions. That's the wrong version we have. But you are prospering as a spirit. As a spirit. And everything you set to do as a spirit being shall prosper. Because you are a spirit now. You begin to grow in the very likeness of whom? Christ. And you grow spiritually. And when you are growing spiritually, very soon you too become a kind of God. Because you are a Christ. You're also a Christ. And what you say will happen. And what comes out of your mouth is a law. Because he created things by what? Law. And by your faith, your mouth. It says salvation is where? It's written where? In your mouth. Believe with what? Your heart. And speak it out. So if you have grown, you're gone to that state, what you speak will happen. You are growing. You are growing. And you will not fall. I can assure you, you will not fall. You will never fall. No. Amen. Beyond getting to a point, there's no fall no more. Are you following what I'm saying? You and Christ shall be what? One. So there's internal security written in scripture. The other day I was telling you, the Lord told me, I think I told you, the word of God is truth, and truth is what? Constant. And it's what? Consistent. There's no variation. When you enter there, you are secured. You are secured. The Lord is what? My shepherd. I shall not want. He that dwelleth under what? Of what? Shall what? Yes. You shall abide under what? The shadow. He will cover you. He will never forsake you. So you will never fail. There will be trials and temptations, but failure is out of the way. What men may think is a failure is rather what? Progress. Prosperity. And all the things that you do, what? You shall prosper. Osafo, shall we continue?
The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away.
Go on.
Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment,
no,
nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous.
No.
For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
All I want to do at this stage is just put this microphone down.
I didn't want that to go on record.
I want you to stand that you have fallen, but you can rise up. Today, you can rise up. We can pick you up again, and the Lord can use you again. You can rise up. The sinner cannot sit with what? The righteous. So you love to be among whom? The righteous. So verse 1 says, in that case, know that you are a righteous person. So the scornful activities, those other things that compromise your faith, the things that you are being compelled to do, which you think because of the exigencies of life, or the problems of this place, I have to compromise a bit. Consider your ways. And I can assure you, the Lord whom you have faith in, and for whose sake you stand against all vials, shall protect you and prosper you. Shall we have a short prayer? And stand in too. Shall we stand as we... In the word of God, there is power.
At the name of Jesus, everything shall bow. In the word of God,
oh,
there is power.
Oh, yes.
In the name of Jesus,
every knee shall bow. Excuse me. We have mentioned, we have heard the word of God. What is the problem in your life that has been disturbing you? That has been making you compromise? What are the challenges? He said, by our faith we shall what? Overcome. And today you have heard a word. Whatever the problems are, whatever have made it difficult for you to stand, every knee shall bow. Those things must bow this hour. If you consider their ways and give him over to the Lord. If you shall consider those ways that are not acceptable to the Lord, today, even this hour, those things shall bow. Every knee shall bow. At the word of God, there is power. Oh, at the name of Jesus. Oh, every knee shall bow in the word of God.
There is power
at the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow. What is the problem? What are the challenges you are meeting? As you close your eyes and think about them, rise up in faith this hour. Draw strength from the word of God. Draw strength from the river of water and life. And ask God to give you victory over them. Malikado sandari maneda. Runikado sanemaj. Nakuta sanemen. Whatever the challenges, Lord, today by confidence and trust in you and faith in Jesus Christ, the Bible says, he shall make your enemies your footstool. You will stand in the name and the promises of God. That these things shall be cast out. And shall flee your presence. And the Bible says, if you resist them, they shall flee. Think about them and claim your liberty in Christ. If you believe by you in your heart and confess with your mouth, you shall receive salvation. Ask them to leave your presence. Command them out. The Lord is here and he will help you to get your victory. That's why we are here this morning. Give us this word. Yahambo nelikata. To set you free. To set you free. To set you free. To set you free. That you can worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And the true worship that is acceptable before him. The Bible tells us that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Ask God to give you strength today.
In the word of God, there is power. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow.
Oh,
in the world.
Yes, Lord God.
God.
Yes, Lord.
There is power at the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow.
In the word of God.
In the word of God.
Yeah. There is power. There is power
at the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow.
You want to seal your victory today. Seal your victory with the name of Jesus. He said, if we ask everything in his name, we shall consider it as done. And since today you want to claim your liberty, and you have got your liberty by your faith in the word, seal it with the name of Jesus. Pray your final prayer and seal this thing, that this thing shall not come your way again. And seal it in the name of Jesus. Maya won't
need. In the name of Jesus, every